Just this is ready to be awesome right now.
Are you just starting a new, a fresh roll?
Fresh roll. I just deleted that last one. Let's just go again. All take right. Take 16.
All right. 5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Ready.
Action. Take 19 on episode 19.
Perfect. We're calling this the all-night episode.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. This is Alan from Tubingen, Germany.
And this is Adam from Vancouver, British Columbia.
This is take 19 of episode 19. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, we're having a hard time keeping things on task right now.
Yep. Anyways, at the top of the show, we wanted to welcome everybody to the show and encourage people to tell a friend. I had a whole long speech lined up, and I said it the first time we recorded, but we lost that. So now I'm just going to cut to the chase. If you like our show, tell your friends. It's free. We don't get any nothing in it for us. It's just building a community. We want more people to participate in the photo challenges. That's why we created the Flickr site, which I've done zero to promote, and I feel bad about that. So...
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see some of the pictures our viewers take. I'm sure some of their pictures will be fantastic, and maybe we can talk about some of those on the show.
I'm sure some of them won't be fantastic, but I'd like to try and fix that.
Also a good point.
Okay. I thought I had you frozen in the headlights there.
No. So, sorry about that.
Yeah. The whole goal is to make everybody take fantastic photos. That's what we're looking for.
Exactly.
So if you haven't checked it out, check out our Flickr site. There's a link on our Two Hosers site. And Flickr's free to sign up for. You can post your pictures on there if you want. You can include them in the photo challenge. It's like a photo pool that you can submit yours in. Does that make sense? A lot of those words actually go in a different order. When you put them in a proper sentence.
They didn't sound any better in take 15.
No, I know. I just created some sort of a word Sudoku for you right there. So the listener at home is encouraged to piece those together in the proper order.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, did you shoot any pictures this week?
I did. I told you about it in the last 15 takes.
Awesome.
No, I did shoot some pictures this weekend. It was Sarah, my 4-year-old daughter's fourth birthday, which we celebrated 3 times. So she had a kids party. She had
She's 12 now.
Yeah, exactly. She had a kids party with her preschool friends. She had a party with just her immediate family, and then she had an extended family party. So I'm pretty sure she thinks every day is her birthday now.
And how many pictures did you take total? Ballpark.
I didn't take that many, not as many as I certainly have on other occasions. But I probably took, I don't know, 200 maybe, something in the – and that's with all three parties combined. So that's not that much at all. Yeah.
No,
so I was selective. I was taking some video at the same time. So I'm going to piece that together by the time she's 18. So
yeah. Right.
Yeah, so just the typical stuff. I mean, my wife will be posting those pictures on schwartzchronicles.com probably later this evening. So by the time this is published, they will be up. Just, you know, just the typical party pictures, blowing the candles out. We took a few at the gymnastics place, which was difficult because it was a very wide open space, ridiculously high, like, you know, 60-foot ceilings, and very dark with just almost like a garage door at one end. So when they were close to that end, like an exceptionally big window light coming in on that side, I could take a few decent pictures. But most of the time they were at the other end, which was very poorly lit. So nowhere to bounce the flash and very challenging conditions. So I took a few and then went to video.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How about yourself?
I shot a lot of stuff this week, actually. I was contracted by a company to do a corporate gig on did like a corporate retreat sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not really a retreat because it's in town, but they did like a mountain bike day.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. I watched that. I watched your little photo video show.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I watched about 2 minutes and I said, oh, my God, someone shoot me now.
Well, it does get a little repetitive unless you're in it.
Yeah.
No, to explain what the company hired me to come out and basically take stills for a few hours of everybody mountain biking, because it's a bunch of – it's guys from different companies and stuff like that coming out for a day to learn how to mountain bike and stuff like that on a track. And so anyway, they hired me to come out and shoot that and then create essentially a photo montage video for them. So, but wow, was that a challenging day. We had just bright sun. It was crazy sunny that day, the one day this week that it was sunny. And, of course, what time do they want you to come and shoot? Right at noon.
Yeah.
So that was really difficult.
Harsh conditions. Shadows, right?
Oh, the shadows were crazy. Try to use my Phil flash to sort of, you know, mitigate that.
Which, you know, by the way, I mean, as much as I kid you about the lack of excitement in the slideshow, the pictures I thought looked great. I just couldn't sit through more than 2 minutes of listening to the music combined with, you know, picture after picture of random dudes in bike shorts.
You know? You actually only listened to the 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought you were teasing me.
No, I really did.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But I did like the pictures, and I thought, you know, the first thing I thought was, because I knew that you had shot at midday, was the Phil flash looks really good. I thought the faces looked great and the exposure looked good. So, you know, I was impressed. I wanted to know the secret behind how you had lit those so evenly.
A lot of sweat, actually. But because it was really tough. There's like, I had to throw some pictures out. But first off, I shot with two cameras at once. Like I had two cameras strapped on.
Yeah.
One of them I had my 5D with my 70-200 lens. And the other one I actually just used my 40D with the kit lens, the 17-85.
Right.
And that's where I put the flash on. Because a couple things, when we're shooting out in the bright daylight like that, I set the ISO to as low as I can get it, down to 100.
Yeah.
Ramp the shutter speed up as fast as I can because I want to get maximum shutter speed, and that's at 1/250th of a second.
Right.
But the consequence there is that you're looking at f-stops in the f9, f11 range.
Yeah.
And so at that point, it didn't matter to me which lens I was using. I knew everything was going to be in focus anyways, which was a good thing because guys are moving around. You don't want them to be out of focus.
Right.
And so it's difficult to focus and get a really narrow depth of field when there's a lot of action going on. It can be done, and you can see the real pro guys, you know, do accomplish that, but it's difficult. So anyways, that's how I shot that. And main challenge is that the fastest you can shoot is 1/250th of a second with the 40D and use the flash at the same time. But the guys are moving around their bikes pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so you're still, even at that shutter speed, you're still looking at some motion blur.
Yeah.
So that's really where I was struggling with you know, trying to use my 580 flash to fill in their faces at, you know, however many feet, 50 feet or however far away I was at F11, that's a lot of work for the flash to do.
And so is there a trick to doing it, or you just have to take a bazillion pictures?
I did take a bazillion. Not a bazillion. I think ultimately I ended up using in the montage, I used like 160 photos.
Yeah.
And I took 500.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's not bad. I also took JPEG. Those are all JPEGs that day for a couple reasons. One, the camera and it's going to process them quickly. Because I mean, I was shooting a lot in burst mode on, you know, when I wasn't using the flash, and I needed to turn the photo montage around really quickly. So I didn't have time to be doing all the editing on the raw pictures and then edit the video. So I had to trust my skills and shoot JPEG. So I was actually glad I did. I'm going to start shooting JPEG more, I think.
Well, I think the pictures and the color really, really came through. So
thanks. Well, the other thing too is to keep is I started around 10 in the morning and ran until like one in the afternoon or something like that. But in the morning, this was really key. I focused on keeping my back to the sun so that I wasn't shooting into the sun and getting like, you know, really bad hazy stuff or losing color. With my back to the sun, I was getting a lot better colors and a little made my work a little easier in terms of filling in their faces.
I think maybe you should post a link to the video so that people can see, you know, how, I mean, maybe we can have a contest to see who could sit through, you know, more than 2 minutes of that.
So it's kind of like a rodeo.
2 minutes. I think I did about 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and I think that was an awfully long time. And that was my commitment to you as a friend. I hung in for the extra 20 seconds. I thought, well, you sent me the link. You know, what's the courtesy here? You know?
Yes. No, the courtesy is probably 30 seconds.
Oh, so I outdid myself.
To be fair. Oh, you... Way beyond expectations.
I think it is. I'm giving you a hard time. I think, but honestly, you should post a link so that, you know, people can listen to what we're talking about.
I'll double check with the company and see if that's cool. And if it is, we will post a link.
Awesome.
So yeah. And by the way, you're a really bad physiotherapist. Okay. that's not true. I'm assuming you're great.
I'm fantastic.
Okay. So there's that. Oh, that, and the other thing we shot, my wife and I shot a fake movie poster.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you sent me that. That's the Juno one, right?
Yes. My wife, who is eight months pregnant, we did a takeoff on the show, the movie Juno, which I wasn't sure if everyone would get the reference, like when I sent out that poster, because I changed the name to my wife's name, Lena.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if everyone would get the reference, but people seemed to get it.
It's a pretty unique movie poster, and it was a pretty popular movie, so I think that most people will get it. And I appreciate the commitment that both of you guys showed to this picture, because you guys went all out. And the details, I like the details of the poster. I mean, right down to the lettering, and the headband for you was pretty awesome.
Which is actually, I don't own a headband. That's my wife's belt.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, it looked good. And I didn't go back to compare it to the actual movie poster, but I do have a few of the soundtrack songs on my iTunes, and so I know what the cover looks like, and I think you guys did a good job.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I'll post that up on the website, though, definitely.
You don't have to check for copyright infringement on that?
I think they'll be fine with it.
I don't know
what the rules are. And also, those are my wife's shorts I'm wearing.
Awesome. You just wanted to wear clothes. This is just an excuse.
Oh, good times. So there you go. This week's photo challenge. That's the category we're on now. That's the category.
the next topic of discussion.
Moving on.
Yeah.
This week's challenge, challenge 12. This is the 12th challenge.
Yep.
If we did one per month, that would be an entire year.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I just did the math really quickly there.
That's very, very smart mathematics.
Anyways, I got some. But what was it? First of all, tell us what the challenge was, Adam.
You made the challenge, but I believe it was to use the pop-up flash and take a picture at sunset of a person.
Yes.
In the foreground with a sunset in the background. I think those were the stipulations, but it must use a pop-up as a fill flash.
We're still using the pop-up. That's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to the external flash eventually, but everyone has the pop-up flash, so we're going to keep using that for now. I think that's officially the last time I'm going to say pop-up flash.
In your challenge?
No, just in general, because I've oversaid that phrase.
Okay.
Pop-up flash.
What are you going to say instead?
I don't know. Cinnamon.
All right. So who's going to go first on the challenge here?
Well, I didn't do one.
Oh no.
I failed. Well, you know what? Mother Nature failed. Let's I'll point fingers. This week here, we did not have one sunset. Not that it stayed light out for 24 hours a day. It was just cloudy.
Right.
Except for the one morning when I had to go shoot the mountain bike thing. That was sunny. The clouds rolled in after that.
What about sunset or sunrise?
I don't know. I was not up for that. But point being, I did say sunset in the challenge, and I don't want to, break tradition.
No, no, you didn't. You can go back and listen. You said sunrise or sunset.
I'm not going to go back and listen.
Exactly. But is that a default? Does this mean I'm the winner?
You're definitely the winner, but I did dig up an old picture that I took 3 years ago using the exact same technique.
Okay.
Which is actually the inspiration for me to create this challenge, which I fully intended on doing. I fully intended on going out and actually making a new photo.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Okay, well, so let's look at your older photo. Let's look at that first.
This is one of the – when I first got my camera – so this is pretty early on. This might have been the very first time I ever did a picture like this.
So this is your 40D?
This is my 40D.
Yeah.
With the pop-up flash. This was taken JPEG. This is JPEG right out of the camera, unedited.
Okay. So,
and this is my wife when we lived in a different town that near here. We moved to Tubingen a couple years ago. And before that, we were just down the street. And there's a little mountain. Not even a mountain by Canadian standards, a little bump that we'd climbed up, and I just saw that sunset and I wanted to try something. It's a constant, and that's what I came up with.
Okay. So what are your parameters here? What did you shoot this at?
I shot this in manual for a couple reasons. For one main reason is because I essentially was splitting the exposure into two. There's two separate exposures happening. There's the sunlight in the background, the sunset in the background. That's exposure number one. And exposure number two is my wife in the foreground. So I dial it in a manual and expose for the background first.
Right.
I get that. Take a couple test shots even.
Yeah.
Of just the background and see what you're getting, what kind of saturation. Get that dialed in how you like it. And once that's ready, then you pop up the flash and position your subject and get that dialed in correctly. So now you'll be snapping away, and you have to be quick because the sun is setting.
Yeah.
So you're gonna lose your light. But now the flash isn't going to affect the sunset, and the sunset isn't going to affect your exposure on your subject. So now, by treating them as two separate exposures, you can balance them out exactly how you want them.
Okay.
So now, there you go.
And what do you think? Is this exactly how you would have wanted it?
Yes and no. I mean, I was pretty pleased with it at the time. The colors are great.
Yeah, I like the sunset colors.
Yeah, just really thrilled with that. The fill flash on her face isn't bad, but you'll notice there's really no separation. I mean, her jacket disappears in the night.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was just thinking that it completely disappears. Her, you don't see a difference between the jacket and the rest of the foreground.
No. So, I would do better now. But that's how I was doing it in early 2008.
Okay.
So.
Well, I do. Or, I mean, the point of it being, I mean, you got the two exposures. I mean, you got her face, you know, properly exposed, and you got the background properly exposed. So, with a little bit of tweaking, like you said, this is straight out of the camera.
Yep.
With a little bit of tweaking, obviously, you could probably get it to be more perfect, I would say.
I could. A little post-production tweaking would be good. Or I could do what you did and take a good photo.
Okay, then.
that's another way to go. That's what we're trying to do, is do it better originally. So let's look at your photo, because I was thrilled with yours. I really love the results.
Thank you.
My initial review is great job. I mean, especially considering you used the built-in flash.
I did.
Yeah. That's just fantastic results. So tell us a little bit about how you made this one.
Well, like yourself, I used the manual exposure, and you know, you had given me this as a previous tip in terms of, you know, trying to take some test shots and get the proper exposure for the sunset first. So while my wife waited in the freezing cold and it was starting to drizzle a little bit, I took about 10-15 shots of just the sunset. But of course, it's the, you know, as the light is changing, you know, I have to fiddle around and it keeps changing very quickly. So I get what I think is what I want for the background, and then I did the same thing. I pop up the flash, and I used a slight flash exposure compensation, I think just a third of a stop. I was fiddling around with that, but again, it was cold and we were losing light quick, so I tried that. I tried a few at two-thirds of a stop underexposed with the flash exposure, and then when I sifted through them afterwards, I liked this one the best. So yeah, kind of looked at it as the two separate exposures, the background and the foreground, and yeah, I took probably 30 shots, and all the ones right near the end, like, were the best ones, because as the sun was really going down behind the horizon, it seemed like the colors were better and just everything about the pictures were better.
Oh, for sure. And look at the rim lighting around her left shoulder.
Yeah, I really liked that effect.
Yeah,
and there was
fantastic.
And there was a few where her hair got all lit up too. This one I liked a little bit better because of her angle, and her hoodie kind of blocked her hair from getting all lit up, because it was almost a little bit distracting. But yeah, some actual neat effects of the red kind of lighting up around her hair on a few of the pictures too.
Now, you'll be able to do a much better job, better job with the external flash. Even when we take it off the camera, you get these other results. But in terms of taking a picture with your pop-up flash, there, I said it again, this is just fantastic. So
I'm glad.
I can't see how you'd get much better than this.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, one quick thing about doing this, because taking it on manual exposure, could you do this on AV mode?
I didn't try. I'm sure there's a way, and maybe you can tell us how, but just in terms of looking at it in two separate exposures, I just found it easier to find my settings for the background and then just add the pop-up. So I don't know how to do it in AV.
It is way easier in manual, actually, and you can do it in AV, but think about this. Think about how you're going to do that. Well, first of all, if you're going to shoot it in AV mode, you're going to basically point the camera at the background to get that first exposure, correct?
Right, yeah.
So you're going to set your baseline exposure without your subject. So you point the camera at the background, get the exposure, refocus to include your subject, and fire away. Well, the exposure is going to be bang on in terms of for the sunset.
Yeah.
And the flash will fire and it will be bang on. The problem being is you've likely focused your camera on the background.
Right.
And so now your subject will be out of focus. So there are a couple ways to deal with that, which we're going to get into later on. And in a future episode, we'll talk about different ways of focusing. But for now, using a manual exposure eliminates that.
Yeah, really easy to do, too, in a manual exposure. I know people are probably a little bit intimidated about setting it to manual because there's more variables in play. But, you know, for something like this, like you say, is actually easier.
Yeah. Because the beauty of this is essentially you're taking a manual exposure and an automatic exposure in the same picture.
Right.
Because you're manually setting the background, the sunset exposure, and the flash, because it's ETTL, which we discussed a few episodes back, it's actually doing that automatically. You don't have to dial that in yourself.
Right.
So there you go. Good work.
Thank you.
So this week's topic is more Flash stuff, and we're going to talk about something called dragging the shutter.
Which you hinted at last episode.
We hinted at. Did you try the shutter speed flash test that we talked about?
No, absolutely, I did not. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I didn't do it.
You just trusted me on it.
Yeah, I believed that your experiment would work wholeheartedly. Okay.
The data supports it. So, yeah, last episode I talked briefly about doing a test just to show you how shutter speed and flash interact. To go into a darker room, something that requires flash, and make the same shot three times. Make it on manual mode. Set your aperture to say f/5.6. Set your shutter speed to 1/5 of a second, and using the flash, take a picture of an object. Then don't touch anything else. Change the shutter speed to 1/60th of a second. Make the same shot. Change the shutter speed to 1/250th of a second and make the same shot.
Right.
Now, if the room's dark enough, you'll find out that you're going to have the same shot three times, regardless of the fact that you changed the shutter speed. So give that a try or go back and listen. I don't know if I explained it better last week or not.
No.
I think I go into more detail.
I think you're fine.
So that plays into what we're going to do to drag the shutter. Do you know what dragging the shutter is, first of all?
Why don't you just explain it? I think I do, but I don't think I can give an easy explanation.
Essentially, what it is we're going to start shooting, deliberately shooting with slow shutter speeds. So whereas before we talked about you want to get good photos, you need to get, you know, let's say at 1/60th of a second or faster, we're going to start taking pictures at 1/10th of a second or 1/15th of a second. 1/10th is pretty slow. So 1/15th or 1/20th of a second, we're going to start making pictures that way.
Right.
So for instance, let's say again we're at a party and it's kind of dark in there. There's some light, but not a ton. And we want to snap some photos of our friends. Well, you open up the aperture as far as you can get, and it's still not enough. So you want to start using the flash. Well, you get that usual sort of deer in the headlights look, right?
Yeah.
So what we want to do is eliminate that by bringing up the ambient light, letting the background light play more of a role in our photo, and just using our flash to fill in as a fill flash.
Right.
So it's very similar to the last two episodes that we've done, very similar to the last two photo challenges especially. It's a very similar process to what we're doing in the sunset photo.
Right.
Where we created one exposure for the background and one for the foreground. We're doing the same thing. It's just the other direction. We're allowing a lot more light in and then using the flash just to illuminate our subject.
Right.
So that's what that is. Now, the good news is that your flash, especially when we're using it this way, is very, very quick. It pops very, very quickly and therefore will actually freeze some of the action. Because with 1/10th of a second or 1/20th, you're looking at getting some significant motion blur.
Yeah, that was my first thought there.
Either with the handheld or with your subject moving. So the flash itself won't be 1/20th of a second or 1/10th of a second. It'll be just a millisecond.
Right.
So the part that's illuminated by the flash will be frozen. And everything else will be slightly motion blurred. So that's what dragging the shutter is.
And do you use this a lot?
I do. There are times when I will use it. I wouldn't say a lot, and not necessarily with the pop-up flash. Oftentimes with the external.
Right.
But yeah, it comes up. It comes up because, I mean, you want to... It's oftentimes where I really, really want to make the most out of my ambient light. I'll post an example on the blog site. I actually posted it a while ago, but I'll post a link to it about an example of dragging the shutter. And this was just something I just took a picture of a trying to remember. It was baseball.
Yeah, I remember the post. Yeah.
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 So, does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
When I read the blog post originally, it did take me a little bit of processing time. I think your explanation this go around was very concise and makes perfect sense, especially in terms of the explanation of the two separate exposures. So again, the slow shutter speed is to bring up enough light to expose your background, and then you're filling in. And I think that's exactly like you said, what we did in the sunset picture, but kind of in reverse.
In reverse.
Yeah.
So essentially, what would end up happening is you're going to go ahead and make your regular exposure. And your camera, if you put it on auto mode at the party, it's going to put an ISO 400.
Yeah.
It's going to set a shutter speed of 1/60th of a second and f5.6 and pop the flash up. But ignoring the flash, at those other parameters, you're not going to get any of the room light into your photo.
Yeah.
If you just went ahead and snapped that photo without the flash, you're going to get a black picture.
Yep.
Now the flash pops up and lights everything up for you. So your only light source is that little flash on your camera, and except in extreme circumstances, isn't very good.
Yeah.
So essentially what we're doing by creating that second part of the exposure is allowing a lot more of that room light to come in and then popping the flash.
Yeah, I think it's a great move, and I think that I think we've all seen a lot of pictures of the other version that you described, where you've got just basically a black background or a very, very dimly lit background and just a really bright subject,
right?
And that's not an appealing picture.
Nope. I'm just going to try to balance this out. So this is a great time to use your image stabilization. Or your VR, IS, VR, whatever you want to call it. This works great in this scenario. Because you're at 1/10th of a second, you better be holding that camera still.
Right.
You don't have to. Again, what we talked about, you'll experiment a little bit with it and you'll see what kind of results you get. But holding it still gives you great results.
And generally, to pull this move off again, you're in full manual mode, correct?
You don't have to be, but... yes, I find it better. You can do it in AV mode. I prefer to do it in manual mode myself.
For the same reasons, right? We just described earlier.
Exactly. It's just much easier to then determine how much of the, because you can then dial in how much of the background you want to stick around.
Right.
If you want it to be a little bit darker, well, then you can set your shutter speed to be a slightly faster.
Right.
And that will essentially kill some of your background light. So that's really easy to do in manual. And I recommend doing it in manual just to mess around, just to get familiar with using it.
And also just, like, you know, makes the focusing easier, right?
That's true. The focusing gets a lot easier then, too. There is one little thing I want to add to this. This actually kind of, it sounds like a really confusing concept, but it isn't. Have you ever heard of rear curtain sync?
Yes, but I don't really know what it means. I have heard of it, and it has to do with the timing of the shutter, correct, with the flash? Is it play into the timing of the curtain with the flash?
Yes, it does.
Okay, but I don't know how it affects your picture, so why don't you tell us?
Well, I think we talked a few times before about how the shutter works, how the curtains work.
Yeah.
How curtain one opens, the exposure is made, and then the second curtain closes behind it.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. And so when you're shooting your flash, what ends up happening is your first curtain opens, the flash fires, and then the second curtain closes. Now, when you're doing that at, you know, let's say 1/200th of a second, it's all instantaneous.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter when that flash fires. It's got a very small window to shoot. But let's say we're having like a long exposure. Let's say we're going really crazy and having like a 1 second exposure. So we have the shutter open, flash goes, We have one second goes by, and then it closes.
Okay.
Okay? That's one way to do it. The other way, what if we did it this way? Curtain one opens, we have 1 second go by, then the flash goes just before the curtain closes.
Okay.
So what it means is does the flash happen at the beginning of the 1 second or at the end of the 1 second? So like I said before, at 1/200th of a second, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, essentially. But when you get to long exposure times, when we're dragging the shutter, it's going to make a big difference.
And so which way do you prefer? You prefer the rear curtain sink?
Rear curtain sink or second curtain sink. I think they might also be the phrase they use. The default on your camera is likely to be first curtain sink. Change that to second curtain. You really can't. I don't know why it doesn't default to that anyways. There must be a reason, but I don't know why. Because if you always have it set to that, if you're shooting at fast shutter speeds, it doesn't matter. And if you're shooting at slow, it's automatically set to rear curtain. If you set it that way and leave it.
And so what is the difference that makes in your photo, that flash firing at the end of that time frame?
It makes a difference in action. Like if you have any motion in that, you get those kind of in your picture, you get those kind of blurry lines, like those sort of streaks.
Okay.
Now, if you have it at your flash at the end, the streaks tend to lead. I mean, this is hard to explain in a word, you know, on the microphone. The subtle effect is that the streaks tend to lead into your photo, into your subject, whereas the other way around, it's sort of blurring after the effect.
Just do it. Just do it is what you're saying. Why don't you show us a picture example? A first curtain, second curtain sort of example.
How about you show us one?
I will try it. I'm not sure even I know how to manipulate that variable on my camera, but I'll try to.
You have to find that in the manual. Go ahead. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put this out there to our listeners. How about you guys try a first curtain and a rear curtain sink? And let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you like better. How easy it was. I'm interested to hear some feedback on this one to know if I even explained it properly.
Okay.
So I think that's the best. That's all I can talk to you about dragging the shutter. What?
Informative.
The other thing is. Just to, I guess, to mention real quickly is that I tend to shoot these at ISO 1600.
Right, because you're trying to get more of the ambient light.
Correct.
Makes sense.
So, you know, ideally you'd shoot everything at ISO, you know, 100 or whatever. You pick a low one, but, you know, you're inside, it's at night, you do the best you can, set it to ISO 100, open up the aperture as wide as you can get it, and then set the corresponding shutter speed.
Okay.
So there you go. That's dragging the shutter. Highly recommend it. I can't recommend it enough. You'll start taking pictures at parties using this method, and you'll get some fun results too once you start adding your own motion blur. Or if you add a zoom in while you're doing it, or turn the camera, or experiment. See what you can do.
I will.
It's a lot of fun. And you start comparing these pictures, you know, on your Facebook to your other friends who are at the same party, and yours are going to be a lot better.
I guess I'm going to have to go to a party to try this out.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, being a socially awkward, it's not going to happen.
You know what? But, I could drag the shutter when the kids and I build a fort.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got. That's it. All right, we got a photo challenge?
Do we have a photo challenge? Yep.
All right, hit it up.
We're going to drag the shutter, man.
Why? Any more twists and turns to go along with that?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Just drag it.
I want a shot where you're clearly dragging the shutter.
Okay, I can do that.
That's it. It's do you want to add a theme to it?
If you've got one.
No, I'm hesitant because I added a theme last week and then did not complete it.
How about we just leave this one open? Let creativity, you know, direct us.
Yeah.
Our creative juices.
I'm going to give you a little hint of what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a picture where I am dragging the shutter, but my goal is to be is to create a picture that you can't tell I'm dragging the shutter.
Okay.
This you can do it other ways, so the, you can intentionally use the motion blur for effect. But in this case, I'm going to try to make it look like it's a regular photograph.
Okay. Let's do that then.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of episode 19, the Two Hosers Photo Show. Adam, where can we find you?
You can find my pictures on my wife's blog, which she's currently posting my 4-year-old's birthday pictures on schwartzchronicles.com. And where can we find your stuff, Alan?
alnatridge.de or alnatridge.com. You can find us at Two Hosers on the Twitter. As always, we are at www.twohosers.com. And more importantly, go there and go to our Flickr site and see if you want to join the group. So,
and why wouldn't you want to join the group?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, come on in and say hi. And also feel free to send us an email just to say hi and where you're listening from. So
you know what's so awesome about this episode?
What's that?
I just noticed this, so you're not going to be thrilled, but... I didn't record this.
Is that true?
Yeah. So I think it's going to be the one-sided episode. You hate me, don't you?
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm joking. take 20.
Oh. Wait.
You just peed yourself, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm not even sure if you're kidding yet.
I am kidding.
Oh, God.
I had to add that just at the end.
Because we've done that.
Just cut. Well, and we shut this on and off so many times that could have easily happened. So why don't you just take us home now? Now that you wet yourself.
Okay. okay, Adam. You just threw me for a massive loop there, man. I'm on tilt now. I'm on life tilt for the rest of the day. That's awesome.
I did record it.
Okay, great. Yes. So as I was saying, feel free to drop us a line at questions@twohosers.com and say hello, and we'd love to hear from you. And where, if you have any questions, if you want me to further explain dragging the shutter, something like that, I'm happy to do so. And so until then, until next week, Adam.
Go out.
Let's have everybody go out. No, I'm saying it.
You said.
No, you say it.
Okay. Everybody go out there and make some better pictures.